转经是大智慧小南无上师法度大明小师是能大悲学现解月风记住摩诃三经是大智慧小南无上师法度大明小师是能大悲学现解月风中大天智三界诸佛说三界恩说大智慧小南无上师法度大明教师是能大悲学现解月风中大天智三界诸佛
죄송합니다. 갔습니다. 섬중 지금 다 갔으나 갔습니다. 내가 섬세대가서 미기 타임에 대가시 다 섬중 세대가서 다 미기 타임에 대가시 자기가래 미기 통투기 양말 죄송합니다. 학법에서 섬중 뒤시 잡도가나 지금 다 너희도 차라리 갚으신 것도
when we talk about mind and mental factors, you know, we're not talking about things that, you know, where we can, you know, perceive with our naked eyes, yeah. Isn't it? Something that we can't see. And therefore, whenever we try to talk about something that we can't see, it's kind of a bit challenging, yeah, to, you know, have a feel of, you know, what exactly we are talking about here.
어떤 데서 안에 잡아도 가서 다 지금 코로나 지금 막 보증 거다. 잡아도 단 주시 안 나다. 다 뭐 막 공기 농도도 탕 측도도 탕 측까지 잡고 자기 하래. 그러고 이나다 측전에는 니트야 가부 잡고 하래. 측전에 좀 나도 약속을 했네. 책들은 지금 도트에다 가보도 않고 가보셔야 책들도.
And in describing what mind and mental factors are, you see in the text, you know, many different terms are used, yeah, to help us understand what mind and mental factors are. And so if, you know, we have seen quite a lot of quotations that have been cited, right, so far. And there's some, they're quite challenging. Even some words, then, you know, some words and some terminology may be quite difficult to understand. Yeah. Of course, it is ideal if we can, you know, go through each and every single word and then, you know, and have a good understanding of each and every single word. Yeah. But that is quite difficult for us, yeah.
어떤 내용도 깎아라야 하고 직니 먹어위 균세서 치네 아직 썸나 즉 흉가 깨라 근데 양 깎아라 용구이 하래야 지금 나 양 썸나 약보 담고 해 또 썸 흉다는 미대시 어떤 내리셔
So since this is the case, yeah, so it is possible that, you know, sometimes, you know, when people read the text, you know, it's just because they don't understand one or two words, yeah. They find one or two words, a couple of words difficult, no? then people have to get discouraged, no? They get depressed, yeah. So when this happens, no, then you must really know how to think. Yeah, you must understand that it's not right, basically, to be discouraged. Also, if you compare the difference, you know, between not reading the text and reading the text, definitely there's more benefit in reading the text. Even if we don't understand everything, definitely we get something. At least we learn a couple of new words, new concepts, new whatever.
어떻게 저다다 어떻습니다. 잠깐가 쉬었냐고요. 되게 알아봤다. 강도도 신답체 잠깐가 신투가 됐으면 신투 매바데. 다 다르와 나도 강도도 쉬었냐고요.
So everyone just has to try, yeah, your best, yeah, to learn, yeah, okay. Bearing in mind that it is impossible to know everything.
Okay.
So it is said in the Buddhist teachings, yeah, that everything is a creation of the mind. Everything is created by mind, yeah? And in particular, our experience of happiness and suffering is ultimately a creation of our own minds. Since that is the case, then it is important to understand what mind is. Therefore, we are now looking at this presentation of mind and mental factors. So in this presentation, particular way of looking at consciousness, there are main minds and there are mental factors. Yeah. Okay, so the main mind is considered to be primary, and the mental factors which accompany the main mind are said to be secondary.
So the
main mind and the mental factors in its retinue can be likened to a king and his ministers. King or prime minister, whatever. King and his ministers, right? So a main mind is posited from the perspective of it knowing the mere entity of an object, whereas a mental factor as positive from the perspective of the different functions that it performs. Yeah. For example, the mental factor of mindfulness. The mental factor of mindfulness functions to enable us to not forget a particular object. Yeah.
어떻게 다 뜻도 가라 가서 시원한 시를 다 섬도 섬종 수도 가라 뭐지 버셔야 뭐지 버렸어 그러봐 양고 찍으랬어 그러봐 뭐지 버렸어 그러봐 다 섬종 원래 녹수 섬종 좀 해야 것이 다 섬종 원래 녹수 섬 섬세리 샤투기 영화 그럼 뭐지 그랬어 다 제바다 믿어봐 나시 다 뭐지 좀 찾아주시
So in the last lesson we discussed how a main mind and the mental factors in his retinue, these two are, they are one entity, right? They have the same entity, but they're not the same. Okay? They are the same entity, the mind and mental factors are the same entity. They are one, but they're not the same. Okay? Just as you will not be able to find a main mind that is of a different entity from the mental factors. Similarly, you will not be able to find a mental factor that is of a separate entity from the main mind. Okay, so the main mind and the mental factors are one entity. And the main mind is concomitant by way of the five similarities with the mental factors in its retinue. Right? So what are the five similarities? Yeah? So they have similar support and similar object of observation. So a main mind observes both the main mind and the mental factors in its retinue observes the same object. Both of them have the same aspect as well, right? And both are produced at the same time, and they abide and disintegrate as well at the same time. And just as there's only one main mind, for example, an eye primary consciousness are apprehending blue, there can only be one mental factor of feeling in the retinue of this particular main mind. So in that sense, they have a similar substance, yeah, one.
독신해. 다 저 같은 데시다 동물 어떤 데시다 고 그는 뭔가 저는 시가 나 신세 쓴다 숨중수디 다 뭐지 말해. 아니 총대 넘어 마송그랬어. 어떻신해. 다 저 숨수도 가나 뭐리 좀 있잖아 자해. 아니 지금 다 숨중수도 아니 잡아들 것잖아 자해. 어떤 데시 아니 지금 다 롭초신해 자해.
Okay, so this is what is a So these are the five similarities that are mentioned in Abhidhamma Kosha, the treasury of knowledge by Vasubandhu. Okay? So in essence, you have to know how a main mind and a mental factor is posited. Yeah? So main mind is posited from the perspective of it being a knower that knows the mere entity of the object, whereas the mental factor knows the specifics, yeah, the features, the peculiarities of that object. Okay, so anyway, this is just a summary of what we have already said in the last lesson, right?
Okay.
So for the time being and for our purpose, so if you're able to understand what I've just summarized, that is sufficient. Okay, it's not possible to know everything, exactly as it is, trying to have a feel, the experience and what have you, Okay, it's not possible right now. Yeah, it takes time because we are just trying to understand what on earth this topic is. What it is all about. Yeah, and we are basing our understanding by looking at the the Buddha and in particular what the great Indian masters such as Vasubandhu what they have said here and what they presented in their text. We are just trying to understand what they are trying to say. Well, of course, you'll be perfect, isn't it? If you have kind of a feel, an experiential kind of understanding, whatever is mentioned in the text, it's like that, that would be perfect ideal. Yeah? But it is challenging, it's difficult, yeah? Difficult. Even just to have an idea of mind, just to understand the concept itself is difficult. Yeah.
So the
compendium of knowledge, the higher Abhidharma, has a slightly different presentation on the five similarities between a main mind and the mental factors in his retinue. Yeah. Okay, so what are the five similarities in page 13? Yeah, similar substance. Then they put object observation and aspect together, counting these two as one. Yeah. Then you have similar entity, similar time and similar realm and level. Kamsa.
Oh, Tukshin, that don't die, that Karsana, that the Tsumba said it is Yamu, Chipare, the Minam Tsumba said it is Yamu, Chipare, to Tsumba said it, Nabana said it is Yamu, Chipare, Tango Tsumba, come the Satsumba said he meant this man of this.
Okay, so there's no need to explain what similar substance is. There's no need to explain what is similar object observation and aspect. Yeah, similar time. There's no need to talk about that as well. So it's pretty much the same. Yeah. So this perhaps let's look at a similar entity and similar realm and level.
What 다 팀 말에 딱 가르스나 딱 진짜 딱 네 딱 조심 뒤니 딱 니모전도 송바이나 다 데코드 좀 심중태 아니 니모전 니모전이 봐 아니 총발에서 딱 또는 뭐 총발에서 들어 봐 딱 뭐지 니모전 좀 오이 봐이나 코드 좀 심중태 니모전 좀 뭐 총발에서 좀 뒤에서
오케이 Simon, let's look at similar entity. Yeah. If the main mind is afflicted, yeah. If the main mind is afflicted, then the mental factors in its retinue are also afflicted. So we are talking about similar entity, yeah? So if the main mind has become contaminated and the mental factors in its retinue becomes contaminated, if the main mind becomes uncontaminated, the mental factors in its retinue becomes uncontaminated as well.
다던다 감당 사충바 세디다 가수하래. 감숨. 내가 남주 지도가라 감숨 사고 쓰니 찍이하래. 남주 림바 지도가라 감숨 사고 쓰니. 너가 감숨수도 더 감수 감숨에 감체. 다 사고지도 더배 사. 아니 삼대 당분이 봐 숨바시. 아니 나가대 남주대 지양에 시지했습니다. 사고 독신다.
Okay, so let's talk about similar similar realm and levels. Yeah, so in general, there are the three realms and the nine levels. Yeah, okay. What are the three realms? The desire realm, the form realm, and the formless realm. Okay, and the nine levels. How do you count the nine levels? First, you have the desire realm. Then you have the four concentrations of the form realm. And then you have the four levels of the formless realm, which I cannot remember. I'm trying to find somewhere here. The four levels of the formless realms are infinite space, infinite consciousness, nothingness, and then you have the peak of cyclic existence. So those are the nine levels.
독신했다. 감숨 쌓고 있습니다. 흉내. 근데 용대가를 단연치 감숨 쌓고 있습니다.
Okay. So these are the terms you will find in the treatises. Yeah, the three realms and the nine levels. The nine levels are the desire realm, right? Then you have the four concentrations of the formless realms. The form realm. Then you have the four levels of the formless realm, yeah, which is infinite space, infinite consciousness, nothingness, and peak of cyclic existence.
독신이 다 가르스나 다 감충바 세디 다 독신 제 말에 빼나 다 조심디 빼나 다
Okay, what is a similar realm? So a main mind and the mental factors in this retinue are similar in terms of realm, isn't it? Yeah. So if the main mind is a mind of the desire realm, the mental factors in its retinue are also minds of the desire realm. Okay?
어다가는 집안에 다 아니 저 셈디 다 속에 감기 셈이나 대구르 셈도 내 속에 감기 셈인 거고요. 다가 나신 저 셈디 속에 감기 셈이나 대구르 좀 신종대 속에 감기 셈. 다 심지인 거야. 어디나 집안 도심자래.
Yeah, I mean, when I say mind for the mental factors, I mean in general, basically, it's some, okay, if you want to be specific, there's a mental factor, right? So basically, if the main mind is a main mind, if the main mind is a mind of the desire realm, the mental factors in this retinue are mental factors of the desire realm. If the main mind is a mind of the form realm, the mental factors in this retinue will be mental factors of the form realm. Likewise, it's the same for the formless realm. Okay?
어떻게 다지 다가나 감나 사촌바 사촌바세데 집발에 다 어떻게 자래래 어떻게 집발에 혹시 다 삼도 스타래
So similar level is, you know, from this you can extrapolate, yeah, what similar level is, yeah. Is this a you follow? Right?
어떻게 했다 뭐 바꾼드네 독순했다 감나 사촌바 세던 거 총바 세시다 나만 했으면 더 잘 어떻게
So, okay, so according to the compendium of knowledge, the higher Abhidhamma, so there's two differences, yeah, in terms of the similarities, yeah. So the difference comes in the presentation of a similar entity and similar realm and level.
Since the mind and mental factors are included in the continuum of a person in that particular rebirth, why is it necessary to mention that its main mind and its mental factors are concomitant in the realm and levels? Why is it necessary? Because the mind and mental factor are already included within the continuum of a person of that life. So why is it a necessity to mention this, the fifth one, this same similar realm and level?
So basically, I think the point comes in if you are physically in the desire realm, it doesn't mean your mind is the desire realm mind. That's what I mean. Basically, that's what Benny is getting at. You know, if you are already in this realm, let's say if you are in the desire realm, then no need to say everything is your all your minds are part of the desire realm, isn't it? So if you are in the form realm, all your minds will be, you know. So then why is there a need to talk about having the similarity in terms of realm? Yeah.
Most precisely that the minds that are included within the continuum of the person, found within the continuum of the person. So it's already within the continuum of the person. Why do you need to mention specifically that they share the similar primary consciousness and mental factor?
So it you know, for a person who is a desire realm being, it is not necessary that all his or her minds are minds of the desire realm. So in order for someone who is a design realm being to be born in the form realm, this design realm being must accumulate the projecting karma to be born as a form realm god. Not only must he or she accumulate the projecting karma to be born in the form as a form realm god, the actualizing karma for rebirth in the form realm must also manifest. So in order for desire realm being to accumulate the karma to be born in the form realm, this desire realm being must first actualize the calm abiding, meditative serenity, the realization. Only on the basis of having the realization, then they can the person accumulate the projecting karma for a rebirth in the form realm. So, and it is possible for design realm being to have karma abiding, isn't it? So, design realm being, you know, with karma abiding realization, can accumulate the projecting karma for form realm rebirth. So basically, someone who is a design realm being, basically the minds, we cannot conclude that all the minds of a design realm being are necessarily minds of the design realm.
I'm just wondering about the text having the two categories of the five similarities, one according to the lower Abhidhamma and one according to the higher Abhidhamma. The lower one, treasury of knowledge, being from Vasubandhu, and the higher one being from Asanga. What is the, you know, why is it necessary to have the two separate lists of similarities? And is it because the higher Abhidhamma from Asanga does not necessarily represent the Sutra school, because Asanga was known to be more a proponent of the mind-only school? Is that the reason why there, we know we are being presented with the two separate categories of similarities? Is it because of a matter of view that we are learning to, or is there some other reason?
So, just two different explanations here. But I don't know exactly why there are two different explanations here. So, but in general, you know, when we, the explanation of minds, basically explanation of a lot of stuff, yeah, including explanation of mind, from the higher tenets, yeah, are usually different, yeah.
What there is that in a mata, Karasa, that in a Macau long, that Kasota. What to see in a mata, something of your magic, that is sume, in a Karsana, that person Kasota, something of your machine, and it's so that I'm Kundoma, that Kundoma said it, that's so sim, Tamjiki, and it cola, and it draggy, and it's that, something Kazuasana, Kundoma, sent that. So, sim inside the cocoa,
okay, we jump to page 16. Yeah, okay. So we look at the mental factors. Yeah, so the first five are known collectively as the five omnipresent mental factors, yeah, which means that they necessarily accompany all main minds. If it is a main mind, definitely you'll find these five in its retinue. Yeah. Okay, so whether it is a sense primary consciousness or mental primary consciousness, yeah, these are five omnipresent mental factors are definitely in the retinue of these main minds. Okay, so the five omnipresent mental factors are feeling, discrimination, intention, contact, and attention.
Okay,
the first is a feeling. What is the definition of feeling? Basically, it is experience. What is this? What's the entity of feeling? It is experience. What is the entity of experience? It experiences individually, the fruitional results of virtues and non-virtues are actions. So, feeling is experience. Yeah. Essentially, what is feeling is entity is experience. Yeah. And what is the meaning of to experience? The entity of experience is stated there, isn't it, in the bottom of page 16. It experiences individually the fruitional results of virtuous and non-virtuous actions. What is to be understood from this sentence? At the end of the day, whatever feelings of pleasure or suffering that arise in our minds, all these experiences are the fruitional results of our own karma actions. So this is related to the the presentation of the general characteristics of karma, isn't it? We saw in the Lambrim how karma is definite, isn't it? How we will not experience the action, experience the result of an action that we did not do, and so forth. So, whatever experience of pleasure, happiness, or suffering in our minds, whatever it may be, and no matter how big it is, or how small an experience of feeling it is, all of them are the fruitional results, the results of our own karma action. Yeah. So this is something that we have to understand, and it's something that we have to gain conviction in.
Oh,
So this is something we have to think about. Yeah. Is it possible for there to be an experience of happiness in our minds, you know, due to non-virtuous action? Even if the non-virtuous action doesn't look very big, it's something small, but you know, is it possible ever that a non-virtuous action can result in some kind of happiness? So this goes back to the presentation of how karma is definite. Yeah. Whatever result, which includes happiness that we are looking for, it cannot arise without a cause. It has to arise from a cause. Not only does it have to, must it arise from a cause, it must arise from a concordant cause. Yeah. So having said that, therefore it is impossible for pleasant or pleasurable feelings or happiness, you know, No matter how big or how small, it's impossible for happiness to arise from non-virtue.
어떻게 제가 다 지금 두고 말했어. 다 단다 단다 루트기 다 진짜 나왔어. 나는 소원은 싫어. 미겨발에 동안 대리님도 탐지했었어. 예레님도 탐지했는 겨와군도 내가 다왔어. 어떻게 다 루트기 도시네 숨이야.
So it's just as Ayanagarjuna said in his precious garden, yeah. From non-virtue comes all sufferings and likewise all bad migrations, bad rebirths. From virtue comes all the happy rebirths and the happiness within all rebirths.
Yeah.
Therefore, happiness and suffering neither arise without a cause, nor arise from discordant causes such as the fundamental nature, Isvara, and so forth. Rather, in general, happiness and suffering come from virtuous and non-virtuous actions, respectively. And even the various instances of happiness and suffering arise individually without even the slightest mix-up from the various instances of these two types of actions. Hence, gaining certainty regarding this definiteness or infallibility of actions and their results is known as the correct view of all Buddhists and is praised as the foundation of all wholesome qualities.
어떻게 제가 지난 수많은 시간에 다 아니 양탑에 따와 세디 아니 가서다 거기 다 내녀봤어 내 맞춰가면 미쳐봤어 다 내는 이쪽 아니 지 소소 맞춰 지내라 아니 지 다 내봐 치고 해. 야바지다 약보이 셔트바이나 그다음 디네스 약보이 셔바이나 다 양다베 따와 세리 딜라세다.
So if we are able to gain an conviction, an understanding, and conviction in that how karma actions are definite, and how we will never ever meet with a result. If we never created the cause in the first place. By gaining a definite conviction and understanding of this, and how basically non-virtue can only lead to suffering, and how happiness can only lead to how virtue can only lead to happiness. Yeah, so it's very important. Yeah, to develop this understanding. Yeah.
어 초진에 되래 다 조가장 다 먼저 로리 망고 남셔 셔야데 조래 다나 율다 디갑라야 다 망고 이송도 먼저 미셔다 오세나 율라테네 쪽과 율라테네 되고 중과 진대시 남셔지다 로리 셔드네 다 먼저 세부지 용부야래 왔다가 남신 대도 세된 율라테네 중앙이봐 대한 내라테네 중앙이봐 왔다가 다 돈다 이니 규단 대회 남셔 십소부지 송해 다 탈도나 아 랑게 대도디 내라테네 중앙이봐 진대 다 치 균대기 다
so far in our study of Lorik, mind, you know, there's all this discussion about cause and effect on externally, isn't it, right? Or this leads to that, you know, that leads to this, and then even in the production, in the generation, all these various types of minds, yeah, you know, different kinds of minds arise from different kinds of causes and so forth, right? Huh? So this is just a kind of a more in-depth look at the presentation of cause and effect. At the end of the day, by understanding how causality works on outside, externally. The main import of that is to relate, you know, that understanding to our experience of happiness and suffering. How how basically the law of causality applies as well, the natural cause, the principles of cause and effect, yeah, basically applies to our experience of suffering and happiness.
Yeah.
So, we were talking about, the blue, you know, eye consciousness apprehending blue, and then you were like probably wondering what on earth is all this about, and what is it doing in my life, right? That's not so much the point, but the point is, using that, as a subject, an eye consciousness apprehending blue. In order for this consciousness to arise, you must have the observed object condition. You must have blue. Without blue, you cannot have eye consciousness apprehending blue. Similarly, without the eye sense power, you're not going to have an eye consciousness apprehending blue. Yeah. So basically, we're talking about causality, isn't it? Yeah. Without a cause, the effect has to be preceded by a cause. Yeah. So the import, you have to understand the import of that. By applying that to the internal world of our experience of happiness and suffering. Yeah. Like the happiness that we are looking for can only arise. Happiness means the feelings, pleasurable feelings, pleasant feelings, isn't it? Can only arise after the cause has been created. And the cause can only be virtue, yeah, virtuous actions. Yeah. So gaining this conviction and certainty in karma and actions and the results is known as the correct view of all Buddhists, isn't it? And this correct view is praised as the very foundation, of all the wholesome qualities,
yeah.
So this having this gaining an ascertainment of actions and their effects, karma, is the foundation. This conviction in our own minds becomes the foundation for all good qualities to arise in our minds. Yeah. So this is like the root. Yeah. Without this, it's very difficult to practice Dharma. At the end of the day, whether, we really can succeed, in our spiritual transformation or practice, basically it depends on this, whether we have this wholehearted conviction in karma or not. Yeah? Without this, then it's very difficult. And when they talk about the Noble Eightfold Path, right at the beginning, the first of the eight is in right view. Yeah. And the right view here refers also to this conviction, yeah, the right view about actions and their effects.
Yeah.
So, therefore, as a very foundation, the root of spiritual transformation, therefore, right at the beginning, it is very important to learn and then to reflect on the natural principle of causality, cause and effect. Yeah, cause and effect is not karma. Yeah, the natural principle of the causality. Yeah, cause and effect. Based on that, you know, then you know one can try to get an understanding of actions, which is karma, karma, and then their results. Yeah. So it's very important to develop this root from at the beginning.
Yeah.
So it's very important to gain an understanding and a conviction and ascertainment about the infallibility of karma, actions and effects. Yeah. So this becomes the correct view. Yeah. With this as the basis, yeah, keeping with this conviction in the mind, then our whole life changes. Yeah. Basically, whatever perspective, however, in the future we look at things, whatever we think, yeah, when you have this conviction, then everything will be colored. Yeah, how we look at the world, how we think, everything will be colored by this conviction, isn't it? Isn't it based on this conviction? Isn't it affects? Yeah,
yeah.
So, in the noble eightfold path, there's the correct view, and then there's the correct dogma, correct realization. I don't know how you translate. So usually they translate it as a right, right this, right that. In the Noble Eightfold Path, there's right view. I mean, Yang Dao is correct, right, pretty much the same. Huh? So there's right view, and then you have, Yang Dao Tokpa. How they usually translate it, I don't know, but it sounds like right realization. Yeah. Right, or right, huh? Yeah, thought, isn't it? Understanding, yeah. Anyway, this one I think we follow the Pali canon. Eh? Right view, right understanding, isn't it? Yeah. And then there is then comes right speech. So if yeah, so based on the conviction, the right view, then all the way of thinking, perspective would be correct, right? Yeah. And then based on the correct understanding, correct. Yeah, thinking. Then, whatever one says, the words would be perfect, would be good, would be right. Yeah, because it's based on right thought or right thinking or right understanding.
Yeah.
Views,
Right understanding, yang tadi tawa tu besar.
Tawa maksud view sih na?
Ah,
view.
View sih na, tak understand jadi apa?
Macam tu, macam tu. Macam tu.
Cik korang sama tak? Cik korang pergi sama tak pada? I'm just when I understand right understanding, what is that different from the right view? It looks similar. Right view is the right understanding, isn't it? No? What is right view then? You don't understand the no right view, isn't it? What does he mean, right view?
We understand that apple is apple, but may not understand that apple arises from karma.
I'm just under the English word, I don't know. Because when I said right view, it's right understanding for me, I don't know. No? Huh? Without right understanding, is there right view?
Hey, many of you studied Buddhist studies in the secondary school, right? Forgot already? O-level subject, remember? The Noble Eightfold Path. Right, this right there, huh?
Oh, yeah, right, right.
So, anyway, on the basis of right view, this conviction in karma, then whatever perspective of things that you may have will be correct. If you have a right perspective of things, right ways of thinking, then the speech will also be correct. Then there's also right action. That's how it's translated, right? Right action, yeah. Right? Then no, yeah. This one I have to ask you about. I think she memorized already. Right action means so also refers to the physical demeanor, yeah. Physical demeanor. So whatever physical behavior, demeanor or basically how the kind of stuff that you do physically will also be right, yeah, correct. So when we accumulate karma, we do it via the body, speech and mind. Yeah? So on the basis of right view, we accumulate virtuous karma with our minds, with our speech, the things that we say can create virtuous karma. And similarly, the right action, yeah, right physical action, yeah. Which can also virtuous karma.
Oh, that
So yeah, at the end of the day, whether we accumulate virtue with our body, speech, and mind, or non-virtue, basically boils down to whether we have this correct view of the Buddhist note, whether we have this conviction, ascertainment, and conviction in actions and their effects, yeah. So if we have this conviction, then it is possible to accumulate virtuous actions But without this conviction, then one may only create or accumulate non-virtuous actions. From okay on basis of right view, then it is also possible then to have right livelihood here in our lives. And with this conviction in karma, one would also have right effort. Yeah. So whatever effort, whatever endeavors, we work at, those would be right. Yeah. So then you have right mindfulness. Yeah. So whatever effort one is making, then one works, at whatever you are, aiming to achieve, with right mindfulness. Yeah. And when right effort is accompanied by right mindfulness, then one is able, then with right mindfulness, one is able to then will have the conditions, yeah, the tool to develop a single-pointedness of mind. Yeah. And in developing, when one is able to develop a very strong, stable concentration, when we have calm abiding, one can have a then right concentration.
Then I think many of you have seen the cartoon, The Inner Peace, you have seen the movie Inner Peace, the cartoon? Okay, that's it. Okay. So that
I think it's all brave, I think.
Uh-huh.
Brave. I think the people here don't watch movies. Somehow, no response. Huh?
What took you? That so chile, that karsana, that pena, that ko jeshi mu imati, that lendele ishi, that niya ba se, that jeshi mu intangi, that di yoba ina, that kanga yungde ishi, that pena palan yungde la sama tangba ina, yungu doha, that ko yang ta.
So from this you can see how extremely important having an ascertainment and conviction in karma and its effects, yeah. For it is the foundation of all the wholesome qualities. Yeah. That's using the Noble Eightfold Path as an example. Yeah. How the Noble Eightfold Path is based on the right view. Yeah. Okay. So without this conviction in karma in our own minds, then it is very difficult, to engage in virtue. Yeah. Okay. So it is the foundation of all the wholesome qualities. You know. So if we are not able to generate wholesome qualities, yeah, then of course liberation and enlightenment will never happen. Yeah. Yeah. So without conviction in karma, there's no way to achieve liberation or enlightenment. So developing a conviction in karma and its effects is extremely important, yeah. And then in particular in relation to all our unhappy experiences or suffering or our problems, we have to understand and ascertain how all our pain, unhappiness, suffering basically is our own doing. It's a result of our own actions and our own actions and afflictions, karma and the afflictions. Yeah. So this is where the Four Noble Truths comes in. Yeah. So you know, usually we talk about true suffering first. Yeah. True suffering, you know, I mean, the whole point of looking at true suffering is to get an introduction to what suffering is. But it is not looking at somebody else's suffering. You know, we should be looking at our own suffering first. The suffering, on an individual basis first.
Yeah. That Dunga Yong Chick, you let Sasa by them, do Medusan Yong Devashimba. But Tilata, some rap with Tangche, that Dunga Natanga, Rang Dunga Natanga, and Quaya Puchana, the Quaya Puchaque, that Tila Quaya Puchana, Tina and his cancer shin Rangita, Shin a Birche, that Shin Dunga Natantia, that Shin a Medusan to let any moment Natanibala, and Quaya Chasium to it.
So first we look at ourselves, you know, and where our suffering comes from, all the pain, big, small, everything. We need to understand how we are tormented by suffering and pain. Yeah. While we don't like it, yeah, we don't like it at all. Yeah. But whether we like it or not, it still comes our way. Yeah. The reason is because we have already accumulated the cause and non-virtue. So since the cause has already been accumulated, whether we like it or not, it will come our way. So we need to develop an understanding of this, how this is so, and a conviction in this. Only if we are convinced of this, in relation to ourselves, then, we transfer, basically shift this understanding and focus on basically with the same understanding you look at then how others are suffering as a result of their own actions. So without having a thorough, full understanding of how we are tormented by the various kinds of suffering and what are the causes of the suffering that we experience, then it is not possible for us to have a thorough understanding of why others are suffering and how others are suffering, why, And without this thorough, decisive understanding of why others are suffering or how they are suffering, it is impossible to develop love and compassion when we focus on these suffering sentient beings. Yeah. Impossible, yeah. So, whether the realization of love and compassion can arise in anybody's mind is completely, you can see, you know, dependent on having realized how one is suffering first. Yeah.
哦，今天下的，现在，现在他结清不下去，他怎么那个松呀？他他妈他妈松都，等你动了，宝贝，等不好，所以是他，动了等不好，他妈我都休息，他结清不起来松不了，再做做两天都动了，他妈我松过去，就我妈松了，你靠不下去了，好吧？So
this is an extremely important point. That's why the Buddha, you know, when he first taught the Dharma, the Four Noble Truths, and he said, this is the truth of suffering. This is very important to look at, in the, look in the face of suffering first, you know, to acknowledge suffering, to look at it, you know, and not to look outside first and look at inside how we are suffering. So this is very extremely important.
Yeah. Rang samno tang tang, ta yang ta be topa se ta kis nang shi le. Rang samno tang tang ki, ta me dao shi yung te shi. Lo shing ki tong a tong tong a la, rang samno ki yang ta ba shi tang to be shi. Raba, ta shing ki tong a yapu yuma shen do la, man zu samno tang a di lok pa shi kwa ti kuya le. Ta yang ta ba shi yung tu kuya ma le.
So, on the basis of having gained a thorough understanding of our own suffering, why and how it arises, and then when we see other sentient beings, then we also know how they are tormented by suffering, why and how. Yeah. If, with this understanding, then you know when we see see sentient beings, you know, see suffering sentient beings, then we will have right thinking, yeah, right understanding. Yeah. Isn't it? Rather than, you know, having all kinds of perverse or wrong understanding.
What do you say?
So yeah, on the basis of having understanding how our own suffering, all our problems arise from our own karma and our own afflictions, and then we will also be able to understand how this is the case for others. With this right view, and if we have right thought, right understanding, yeah. And from this, automatically, then it is automatically right speech arises, right livelihood arises, so forth and so forth.
Yeah.
So with right view, this conviction in karma and its actions, we will be able to develop love and compassion for others, yeah, which is right understanding, right thought, right perspective. Yeah. Once we have this, then right speech in relation to others and right livelihood and so forth, you know, will naturally come.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we have to do is to gain an understanding of how a conviction in the infallibility of actions and the effects. We have to gain an understanding of how This conviction is the root of every good quality.
Yeah.
So feeling is essentially experience, yeah. So when feelings are divided, then there are three, isn't it? Pleasant feeling, suffering feelings, and neutral feelings.
대신에 아고 니 초알 니 쳐바이나 다 루소 루기 초와 심기 초와스니 다 초와메 다와다 루기 초와다 심기 초와스니 초와 니체 다 데레라야 다 루기 초와로 숨체 심기 초와로 숨체니 다 초와 죽지체 어떤데 임디기 하래
Okay, so you have you, when you look at you divide feelings into two, you have bodily feelings and mental feelings, yeah. Okay, so each of these divided into three, yeah. You have bodily pleasant feelings, bodily suffering feelings, bodily neutral feelings, and so forth. So then, yes, so three is six,
yeah.
So the bodily feelings refers to the mental factors of feeling accompanying sense primary consciousness. Yeah. Whereas the mental feelings accompany mental primary consciousness. Then you have materialistic feelings and non-materialistic feelings, yeah. Each having six types, yeah. So altogether then there are 12.
What they matter to my long I can't do that that is basically law in a degree of Tashima Kashita. To shine the corner, that's a jet, the corona did the water, such a yelling, Pumbola, Sabaton, Sunday, the Tuan, something that's in the Saw Shed, Damoso, to be shed on Sunday, the Tuanola, something that the Saw Shed was.
Okay, so yeah, so they are materialistic and non materialistic feelings. Yeah, so what are they? You know? Feelings, they are concomitant with the craving for the contaminated, appropriated aggregates, are called materialistic feelings. Yeah, and it's not about having wanting to buy a bag. Some of you are laughing, right? Feelings that are concomitant with the exalted wisdom directly realizing selflessness are called non-materialistic feelings. Oh, next slide.
Okay, so
Okay, then there's a qualm, yeah, about non-materialistic feelings. After having after stating what a non-materialistic feeling is, then the qualm, I mean, it's natural qualm, yeah. If one were to explain the above mentioned non-materialistic suffering feeling, how can a suffering feeling be present in those who possess the exalted wisdom directly realizing selflessness? So the answer is Tintue. Many of such cases, for example, the scripture on discipline says that even the four destroyers, the arhats, who have abandoned the conception of self, experience suffering feelings such as headaches due to the fruition of past actions.
What did they reshap that in a ma? Did they reshap that in a shimba kan? You say like where? What did they reshap? In a ma, Yanko, Yawasha Dala, Anishi Karsana, Bansha, Roma, Bansha, Nimble, Gonesha, and Ugala, Anishambala, Timber, Sawata, Umber Jumala, Timber, Saw, Nini Shachi. Did they shut down the door, young there?
So at the bottom of page 19, when feelings are divided by way of object of abandonment and antidote, then there are two. Feelings that support adherence and feelings that support deliverance. Okay, feelings that support adherence are feelings that are concomitant with the craving for the attributes of the desire realm. Do you come to
it? Tell that.
Feelings that support deliverance are, for example, feelings that are concomitant with the mental consciousness that, having turned away from the attachment to the attributes of the desire realm, is included within the actual first concentration. Okay, well, there's nothing much to say, nothing about these two, other than what is stated there.
What to say? Tinema, that choice, that nuance, that to die, that's what.
So feeling is essentially experience, yeah. So if it is, a main mind is necessarily accompanied by feeling. So you, let's say again you have an eye consciousness apprehending blue, there is a mental factor of feeling in this retinue, yeah. So since feeling is essentially experience, so what does the feeling in the retinue of this eye consciousness experience? It experiences blue. Okay, the next omnipresent mental factor is discrimination.
Okay,
Okay, what is discrimination? So according to the compendium of knowledge, it has the characteristic of knowing upon aggregation. It has the entity of apprehending the sign and the end, apprehending the mark, through which one designates an expression to objects of perceptions, hearing, differentiation, and knowledge. Just as it has been said above, so discrimination is a knower, that upon the aggregation of the three, object, sense power, and primary consciousness, apprehends the uncommon sign of an object. So, discrimination apprehends the uncommon entity of an object. Well, if discrimination is a knower that apprehends the uncommon sign of an object, isn't it? So we have to be, then we must be able to posit the uncommon sign of any object, isn't it? So what is the uncommon sign?
Okay.
Uncommon or unshared. Okay. So you think about what an uncommon sign of an object is again. And we will continue in the next lesson.
Okay. This was because of somebody asked me a question, which I thought was, at first I thought it was quite simple, but in the end I've got a qualm. The question was simply, are sense consciousness necessarily non-conceptual?
What?
Are sense consciousness necessarily non-conceptual? Okay, so the qualm I have is, assuming that all 51 mental factors can be concomitant with the sense primary consciousness. So the mental factor of doubt that are concomitant with the sense perceiver would end up being a sense consciousness as conceptual. So... The actual question was actually, are sense consciousness
is there in the first place not?
Yeah, that's what I wonder. Also, the assumption is, are all 51 mental factors able to be concomitant with the sense consciousness? Or, you know, there are exceptions, so-called.
Do we say that?
I just wonder,
I wonder whether there is such a thing as doubt accompanying sense consciousness.
Okay. So there, we cannot assume that all 51 mental factors will be able to be concomitant with the sense consciousness, right? Primary consciousness. You know where I'm coming from? So there's no...
How are you going to have sleep with your eye consciousness?
Yeah, some people open their eyes.
Sleep is a mental factor, right?
Yeah.
Some people sleep.
Yeah, some people open their eyes. So anyway, that's the question. So sense consciousness is necessarily non-conceptual. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the definition for the sense consciousness didn't say it's free of conceptuality. Yeah. It only says that it's a knower that's generated.
Okay.
Independent from the
sense power.
Yeah.
Okay, now is maybe some questions for this Sunday's discussion, yeah. So, as you know, the definition of doubting consciousness is a knower that has qualms too pointedly by its own power. What is the reason for stating that? What's the reason for including by its own power in the definition? What does it mean? Yeah. Okay? And then if it is a knower that has qualms too pointedly by his own power, if it is a mental factor that has qualms too pointedly, is it necessarily doubt? If it is a mental factor that has qualms too pointedly, then is it necessarily in doubt?
That took me. That takes some down luxurious to any Gaware, young Shinto Yores. Takes some down luxurious, Gaware, young Shinto Yores. Shinto Yore, Gaware.
Doubting consciousness and wrong consciousness mutually exclusive? Or is there a common locus between, is there a common locus of the two?
Ta ongshe tinzo, ani pa tokpe ngo kyutaya yore ya mare. Ongshe tinzo tokpa chatoya yore ya mare.
Can a sense consciousness become a conceptual consciousness? So, related to this question, can a direct perceiver become a conceptual consciousness? Is the subsequent cognizer that is induced by the eye consciousness apprehending blue necessarily a sense consciousness? Is the subsequent cognizer induced by an eye consciousness apprehending blue necessarily a sense consciousness?
Enough? One more, yeah. One more, that's
What is the...
Okay,
if you have time, you look at this question. What is the reason, what is the sutra school's reason for positing self-knower? Why are self-knowers not main minds and mental factors? Okay, as I mentioned before, the entire text about mind and mental factors that we're using is there in English. Yeah. It's been translated, so should read it before class. Yeah.
Can Rinpoche, can I ask, just clarify some very basic question that I don't understand? We were learning about the mind, the main mind and the mental factors. Are there different main minds with different mental factors? There are many main minds with different mental factors. And for the five omnipresent mental factors that are present at all in all minds, would that mean we will always have these five mental factors with their respective main minds at any one time? It is.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Becoming enlightened. Whatever. Become transform yourself. Change. Okay, think about that. Yeah.
Okay. So,